of the Arbiters had a sharp nasal voice.
She is a valuable tool. This woman can save us. We must use her.
Why? Gautana thought again. Why would someone capable of this artistry, this majesty, turn to forgery? Why not create original paintings? Why not be a true artist? I must understand.
Yes,
Frava continued.
The woman is a thief, and she practices a horrid art. But I can control her, and with her talents we can fix this mess we have found ourselves in.
The others murmured worried objections. The woman they spoke of, Wan She Lu, was more than a simple con artist. So much more. She could change the nature of reality itself. That raised another question. Why would she bother learning to paint? Wasn't ordinary art mundane compared to her mystical talents? So many questions. Gautana looked up from his seat beside the hearth. The others stood in a conspiratorial clump around Frava's desk, their long, colorful robes shimmering in the firelight.
I agree with Frava,
Gautana said. The others glanced at him. Their scowls indicated they cared little for what he said, but their postures told a different tale. Their respect for him was buried deep, but it was remembered.
Send for the forger,
Gautana said, rising.
I would hear what she has to say. I suspect she will be more difficult to control than Frava claims, but we have no choice. We either use this woman's skill, or we give up control of the Empire.
The murmurs ceased. How many years had it been since Frava and Gautana had agreed on anything at all, let alone on something so divisive as making use of the forger? One by one, the other three arbiters nodded.
Let it be done,
Frava said softly. Day 2. Shay pressed her fingernail into one of the stone blocks of her prison cell. The rock gave way slightly. She rubbed the dust between her fingers. Limestone, an odd material for use in a prison wall, but the whole wall wasn't of limestone, merely that single vein within the block. She smiled. Limestone. That little vein had been easy to miss, but if she was right about it, she had finally identified all 44 types of rock in the wall of her circular pit of a prison cell. Shay knelt down beside her bunk. Using a fork, she'd bent back all of the tines but one, to carve notes into the wood of one bed leg. Without her spectacles, she had to squint as she wrote. To forge something, you had to know its past, its nature. She was almost ready. Her pleasure quickly slipped away, however, as she noticed another set of markings on the bed leg, lit by her flickering candle. Those kept track of her days of imprisonment. So little time, she thought. If her count was right, only a day remained before the date set for her public execution. Deep inside, her nerves were drawn as tight as strings on an instrument. One day remaining to create a soul stamp and escape. But she had no soul stone, only a crude piece of wood, and her only tool for carving was a fork. It would be incredibly difficult. That was the point. This cell was meant for one of her kind, built of stones with many different veins of rock in them to make them difficult to forge. They would come from different quarries, and each have unique histories. Knowing as little as she did, forging them would be nearly impossible. And even if she did transform the rock, there was probably some other failsafe to stop her. Nights. What a mess she'd gotten herself into. Notes finished, she found herself looking at her bent fork. She'd begun carving the wooden handle, after prying off the metal portion, as a crude soul stamp. You're not going to get out this way, Shay, she told herself. You need another.